Glory to Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate a Palm Sunday. And we can ask ourselves, what a celebration. Only a few people in the church, people who are necessary to be here. Church is empty. Many people cannot come because of that virus to the church. What sad celebration. And we can have these thoughts even because of this our thought which goes further to Holy Week. And we try to somehow process in our heart how we are going to go through this week if we cannot come to the church, if we cannot come and to celebrate together resurrection of Christ. And for sure this situation makes all of us very sad, confused, disturbed. And we don't know how to process it. But an advice which each holy teacher of spiritual life gives to disciples and to us says that those who live faith, they should have eyes open, and they should try to see even in moments of tests, moments of crisis, God's providence, some kind of God's intention. And everything serves to good to those who love God. So what kind of instruction on encouragement or message we can take from this situation? Let's look to this situation in Jerusalem, which we celebrate today. Maybe we can find some kind of message for us for this time. Jesus entered Jerusalem. And he was welcomed by people who had these palm branches. They were glorifying him, saying words of glory, who were excited because they somehow had some kind of expectation, or somehow they expected fulfillment of their desires from Christ. And they had hope that probably now is that the time when those their hopes, whatever they were, will be fulfilled. And it was some kind, even like this crowd effect, that those who started to glorify Christ, to call on his glory, they brought others to do the same. This excitement of crowd, which, and many people joined this crowd because each crowd calls for more people. It is easy to join crowd. It had to be a very beautiful scene, very beautiful moment, this celebrating Christ on Palm Sunday. But we know that it didn't last long. few days later, almost nobody from the crowd was with Christ when he carried his cross. When he was about to bring this ultimate sacrifice, sacrifice of own life for all mankind, there were no palm branches. There were no joy and the shouting, Hosanna, on this way of cross. Only few stayed under the cross. And we are almost ready to somehow judge those people for change of their heart. But it is not our role. We should look at this as something what can, through which we can see our own spiritual life. And I will explain this. During last week or 2 weeks, I heard through listening of discussions, through reading things on social media, some kind of sadness, and people were expressing that, well, this is not real, like, Easter spirit now. That this pandemia took away all this joy which we have connected with this feast. Many say that while they are very sad that they cannot enjoy these liturgical hymns and songs and these are special liturgies which they love, they like. Many say that this Easter will be totally different and, well, we will wait for another year to really celebrate. And I was asking myself that why we say these things? Well, on this human level, I understand totally that we miss all those things which were filling our soul with excitement, with joy. And it is really sad. But I have to share something what is pain of each priest. Because experience, or this pain comes from this experience that after Sunday of Pascha, attendance goes like down to few people. On Sunday of Pascha, this celebration of resurrection of, well, we have full church. On Monday, only a few faithful. Well, in our churches it's quite good. But still it is not a lot of. And next day, all this bride week, it goes like down attendance. And this is pain, and I am asking, so well, what are we celebrating? How we are celebrating this mystery, this bigger thing, resurrection of our Lord, which opens door for our own resurrection. And this pandemic, this sickness, and these orders we have to follow that our church should be closed, does something what I think it might be very useful. I am not happy about closing the church, but we can take from that something, what we use it for some kind of good. Look what happens. Usually each year we gather during Holy Week and this attendance went up and we were celebrating. at first we were here following Christ on his way of cross. We attended his burial. Then we came to celebrate his resurrection. And all this is connected with some kind of things, pleasures, which we like, we enjoy, which makes this feast very special. But now when these emotions are taken away, if all these things we connected with this season are taken away, when we were stripped off of everything what we had connected somehow with this season and the celebration of Pascha is taken away, what stays? We are standing somehow alone in front of God. And we have no, like some kind of expression, external expression of the celebration. And God calls us to celebrate on the level of our heart, level of our soul. We are almost naked in front of God. And we are invited to celebrate his resurrection. We are invited to go somehow alone through this, through these days when he's of his suffering and then of his resurrection. And now we can see what is in us. Will we be able to follow him alone, stripped of all those external things? We'll be standing this year alone in front of God, and the celebration of his passions, death, and resurrection will take place in our heart without external expressions. And it might be a big test for us. Because I think that it will be quite difficult. I think it will be quite difficult to really go deep to our heart and to go through these passions and resurrection inside of our heart, giving thanks to God. And this will uncover state of our spiritual life. It will show us where we are in our relationship with God. Because many times we are satisfied that we are a part of a crowd. It is easy to be a part of a crowd. There is no real effort. But when we have to do something alone, but it depends on us to go through this celebration of this great holy week, it will be a challenge for us. And maybe we come to unpleasant understanding of our whole heart. Maybe it will be not pleasant to realize that, well, we connected this celebration more with these external things than with something what should be happening in the depth of our heart. This can be a very big test for us, where we are in this our relationship with God, if we take it really so seriously as we should be. And maybe, as these holy fathers, these holy teachers of spiritual life, they say that many times God allows unexpected, difficult, hard situations when He wants to bring us to new understanding which would bring us closer to Him and closer to holiness. And if we try to see this situation through this advice, this instruction, so maybe this invitation for this year to celebrate this Holy Week and Pascha somehow alone in this intimacy with God, in the depth of our heart, it might be an opportunity which, if it is used, can bring us closer to God, which can make our faith deeper and relationship with God more perfect. So let's try to think about this. Keep this message in your hearts, in your minds. And let's try to start already today to prepare ourselves to spend this holy great week and Pascha with God alone. Let's take it as an opportunity when we can be with God in some kind of silence, solitude, but fully celebrating His resurrection. And this is intention I put to this liturgy. May we are able to use it. We are praying today for all of you. We light up candles for each of you. With this intention, may this special Holy Week bring a huge benefit, spiritual benefit for each of us. Amen.